How quietly he comes, and how quietly he goes, how silently he does his thing. That's why I always keep saying that we associate his silence with lack of speech. Lack of speech, but that means he didn't speak, and therefore he was silent. It wasn't that. His greatest silence is his giving. The giving he does in absolute silence. Like, we're still not even conscious what he's given us, what he, all of us. And therefore Baba would say, you all don't know how fortunate you all are. You have no idea. And that's true. But talking of silence, I have this little story. When Baba was giving, what happened was that we'd only newly begun going to the trust office as chairman and the other, you know, we were just taking over. Yeah. And it was all very new to me. It was half a game. Most of it was a game to me. I'd never seen a balance sheet. I'd never signed a check. And I know it was Baba's joke to put me in the chair there. I mean, it was a teamwork, and I just... But we had no good typist. What good English typist would you get in Ahmadnagar? So this guy, we had got a Christian boy, and I thought, he will know. He will know better. He's Christian. So he would say, good morning, madam. Very polite. Good afternoon, madam. Time to go, madam. Time to come, madam, you know. And he didn't know spelling. So I gave him 15 minutes first thing in the morning to teach him spelling. Advise, A-D-V-I-S-E, right? Advice, A-D-V-I, this would go on. And the end of it, he said, may I go now, madam? And I said, well, what kind of a thing? I mean, maybe. So then he asked for leave of 1 month. I thought, this is too much. He's only been here a week and he wants to leave for 1 month. I said, okay, you can go, but please don't come back. And but then Baba gave us one Hindu typist, an old man, very honest, very fantastic speller, fantastic. He loved dictionaries. I mean, on his birthday, you have to give him a dictionary, you know, as a present. And we got him as our typist. He teaches shorthand and typist, and he was here at so he was also a thorough gentleman. He always carried resignation in his pocket because he used to work with the police before. And he said, the day anything is not proper and they are getting me into doing something I should not be doing, and he did, and that's how he resigned. Anyway, he came to us, he worked for us, he was... So he was so everything was so proper about him that he wouldn't smoke a bidi or a cigarette in the trust compound. No, he would go out to the canteen, have a cup of tea, smoke his bidi, and then come back. So one day he was at the canteen. It was very early. I mean, we weren't known or anything like that. And these two men came in to drink, have a cup of tea too. And somehow they got to talking. Where do you work? Where do you work, Karen? And our Kaka, his name is Kaka. He used to be called Kaka, means uncle. And Kaka said, oh, I work at the Avatar Mahal Baba Trust. Oh, said one of them, I've seen Avatar Mahal Baba. Really? And the other one said, well, I haven't, but my mother did. Oh, please, why don't you come over to the trust office? And the ones I work for, they will be very, very happy to hear from you, this, you know. It wasn't such a hustle-bustle in those days either. We had only just begun. So they came over. Now, Erich is still doing some little thing, something with a file here, something with an address here. I'm at the table, I'm interested in it. And he tells how he met Baba. Okay, I don't remember that, as a matter of fact. But the other one says, well, he says, I didn't meet Mary Baba, but, you know, my mother did. You see, Mary Baba gave my mother 1,000 rupees. What? Well, you see, there was a darshan, and my mother went for the darshan, and Mary Baba put in her hand 1,000 rupees. Impossible, said Erich. Out of the question, it couldn't ever have happened. Now, that man's a stranger. He gets, you know, riled by this man, this Erich, telling him this, so like that, you see, that it's not possible. He said, what do you mean a is not possible. It happened to my mother. She's still alive. She's a very old lady, but she's still alive. If you like, I'll go and bring it to her. Well, where did it happen? What do you mean happen? He said, look, we were very, very poor. My mother was working in four places as a domestic servant in order to make some money and that, you know, to feed us. But my father was a gambler. My father was drunk, and he would snatch from her all the money that she'd earned and spend it all. So she would hide some. But that was barely for, we were starving. The neighbors, our neighbors were very poor, but they would share their little bit with us. So they told my mother one day, look, there's a Mayor Baba coming in Ahmednagar, you know? And everybody goes, they say he's a great person, a great man. Why don't you go for darshan? After all, what harm is there? Even if it doesn't help you, what harm is there? Go, might help you. Nothing could have gone worse for her, so might as well go, might help you. So she went. She went, and you've seen films of that time. It was in the compound, in the trust compound, or Wadiapa, one of the two, in Ahmednagar. And you've seen how rash they are, and how Baba giving with both hands. Baba assuring everybody he won't move from the place till everybody's had their share. Don't push, don't. The police are pushing from that side, the people are pushing from this side. And Baba standing assuring, and giving with both hands, hours, you know, like that. So she also comes in, she gets in the queue, Baba gives something in her hand, says, go. He gives a banana to one, says, go. He gives the sweets to the other, says, go. And he puts something in her hand, says, go. And she goes. And she comes out of the gate and opens her hand, and there's 1,000 rupees. And this man is not surprised. He doesn't know Baba's face. He knows, doesn't know Baba doesn't touch money. And except when he's giving, organized thing like giving to the poor like that. And where did the 1,000 rupees come from? And Baba hasn't, he's given so silently that Erich, who personally stands next to him all the time, in this time, seeing to his personal need, looking at his face all the time, mopping his brow, removing the garlands, doing all those things. And even Erich didn't know. Erich couldn't believe it. And therefore this man says, I'll call her now. He said, look, he says to Erich, that 1,000 rupees is what has made us what we are today. She raised us on that. She educated us on that, because in those days 1,000 rupees was a lot of money. 10,000, 20,000 rupees. And so she never let her husband know. But she sent them to school, and they were in good jobs. One was in some good government jobs. You could see how well they were. And they said, look at us and know that my mother, look at me and know that my mother received it. And my brothers are still at home, I can call them. So Erich said, I'm sorry. I'm sure it was, you said, it must be. But Erich was sure that Baba did it so silent that he didn't let the one person even right next to him standing that all time not know. No. That is the silence I'm talking about. And not only in that, his giving is in so many ways. Like he would say, a dog that was a pet in Mehrazad, a pet that was Baba, like Mustan. Baba would feed it with such care, with such love. And then Baba would say, these are mine. When they die, they will become human beings. And not only ordinary human beings, but inclined spiritually. What giving is that? Who can give that? Stuff is just...